Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
That was a lottery. I mean, I definitely was trying to get myself out there in every aspect. You know, as a musician struggling, you do everything, you know, your mailing list, and you get your stickers, you get street teams together. Of course, talent plays a huge role, but it also is being in the right place at the right time and luck.
Having a song in a TV show is a big break. So Brooklyn's Ingrid Michaelson isn't sure what having four tunes on the small screen means, but she's not taking any of it for granted. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Songwriting wasn't in the original plans for former musical theater major Ingrid Michaelson, but there was no avoiding the songs when they came. And now she's released her second CD, Girls and Boys, using a little tool called MySpace to help spread the word. Shows like Grey's Anatomy took things even further, and these days, a lot of fans are buzzing about the melodic sensibility and unique voice of this piano-based writer. A few other things have changed, too. And when Ingrid made her first trip to the FUV studios, she told host Julianne Welby about finding her voice and a new instrument.
What prompted the switch? You've been playing piano so long. Why pick up
the guitar? It was weird because I think the piano was limiting me because I was thinking, okay, I can't really write that chord progression because that's really obvious and I can't do that. That's been done before. But then when I picked up a guitar, because I really didn't know what I was playing, I wouldn't be kind of caged in. So I would play a fairly simple chord progression on the guitar, but I really wouldn't see it as that until I figured out on the piano. I'm like, wait a minute, I tricked myself. But it ended up yielding some pretty good tunes, I think, so I'm not going to argue with it. Ignorance is bliss.
Have you ever thought about what protects our heart? Just a cage of rib bones and other various parts. So it's fairly simple. Cut light through the mass and to stop the muscle that makes us confess. And we are so fragile and our cracking bones make noise and we are just breakable, breakable. Girls and boys.
When would you say you found your voice? You have a very distinctive, lovely sound. I mean, is there a moment where you can remember this is how I will be?
It's kind of recent, actually, because I actually started to sort of lose a little bit of my voice. I used to have a higher range, and it was almost like a theater type of voice. And I just used it incorrectly. It's definitely got a little raspier over the years. I don't know. I think my other record, my first record, I sort of was getting closer to a sound that I felt comfortable with. Within the past year, I feel like I've settled into a sound that I think is really where I feel comfortable and I feel natural.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. If you need a light, I'd find a match. 'Cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the way I.
Ingrid Michaelson and her band performing the tune, The Way I Am, live at WFUV. Hear the complete interview in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.